this dancing was good. They ridiculed the man and called him a liar. Cause if they believed in him, they had to pay with the Lord. And death couldn't keep him. He escaped from the tomb. Believe him, call him a liar, face your own doom. Yeah. Oh, he made his way, the only way he knew how. And that was a whole lot more than what the law would allow. He's still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's all fighting their system and doing what his dad said was good. He's all fighting their system and doing what his dad said was good.
Remnant, good evening and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch just outside of Laramie, Wyoming, and spring is in the air. We're still a little cool out here, but spring is here. And still got some good snow on the ground, but there's places that it's melting because it's springtime, and that's what it does. And we're sure. I'm thankful for that. I hope that you are as well. It is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. And I thank you for joining us. We'll have the phone lines open tonight, 307-745-5913. And we'd be glad to take your call in a little bit. But we're going to open up in a word of prayer. And I'm going to talk about some current events today. Tonight, as we talk, and if you are Remnant, we have to be praying people. We do. There's plenty to pray about. Our neighbors need prayer. Our families need prayer. Tune in on the Wednesday night prayer meeting. The Remnant members of our congregation need prayer. We need prayer. I need prayer, and you need prayer. We do. And so I can't emphasize it enough. Draw nearer to God, he says, the word says, and he will draw nearer to you. We draw nearer to God in prayer. We do. And as a result, God draws nearer to us. Not that we become perfect, not that we get all this eloquence, and but we draw closer to our Heavenly Father because we need to, and we need Him to draw closer to us. And one of the ways we do that is prayer. And so, well, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, that you have set up and have it so that, Lord, we don't have to be in a certain city or face a certain way or dress a certain way, Lord, that we can just come to you in prayer, that we can speak to you. And Lord, if we have sin in our lives, we can confess it. Lord, forgive us. Forgive me of any sin in my life, Lord, and forgive the Remnant for any sin in their life. That, Lord, we can come and confess our sin before you. And Lord, that's all that can come between us. And Lord, when we confess it, then nothing comes between us. And we thank you for that. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that came and made that possible, that redeemed us, your people, the same people that were sold for nothing, that were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that mark that allows us to understand who we are, Lord. To understand that we are a stiff-necked and obstinate, hard-headed, sinning people that have turned from you, that have forgot you and your word and your law as a people, as a nation. Forgive us, Lord, forgive us. Father, I pray for the remnant. I pray for your Holy Spirit to move, Lord, throughout this land, to increase the numbers of the remnant, Lord, and to encourage them, those that have awakened, Lord, to encourage them to love and good deeds, to love you with all their heart, mind, and soul, and to love their neighbor as themselves. Help us to do that, Lord. I pray for your blessings on this broadcast tonight. I thank you for this opportunity. And, Lord, I pray for, well, to be worthy, Lord, of this time. And I thank you, Lord. Guide and direct my thoughts and my words. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, again, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. Traveling, working down in the print shop this week, and got to listen to a little bit of the radio, and I guess TikTok. The Chinese TikTok CEO admits that the Chinese app tracks Americans' keystrokes, that it tracks everything that you do on your phone. Only for security purposes. Only for security purposes do we track everything Americans do on TikTok for security. And that's what they say. So, just so you know, they admit to tracking individual keystrokes on your phone or on your computer if that's where you have it. And so, that means access to your passwords, all your data, your health records, bank records, geopolitical information, where you're at, where you go, what you do, blah, blah, blah. And half of Americans that have a computer or any type of phone, I guess, have TikTok. I don't have it on my phone. Anyway, the things, and I wrote this down the other day. I think we were talking about it on a Saturday morning. I think it was. Yeah, on March 18th, this is past Saturday. The things done in the dark are coming to light. Okay? Not just with the Chinese TikTok, but the banks, what the banks have been doing and failing as a result. See, they're done in the dark. But the word of God is true. And it says that the things that are done in the dark will come to the light. They will be brought forth and known. And this TikTok is one of those things. It's as simple as that. It's one of those things. Pastor taught years ago, I remember hearing it, and then I remember talking to him about it, and we've tried to teach our children it as well, and that is that there's no free lunch. That if you got this neat little app on your phone where you can post all this stuff and do this and that, and well, there's a price to pay for everything. There's no free lunch. And so, if most Americans are willing to let the Chinese, the Antichrist Chinese, know everything about them with the spy software that TikTok is, so be it. That's what you want. But as long as you know about it, now you know. Now you know. The radio stations are talking about it. It's on the news. It's no doubt. You know, here's a quote from Chu. He says, all U.S. social media companies engage in the same behavior. But the difference is U.S. companies can be held responsible under U.S. laws, whereas the same is not possible with TikTok. He says, oh, we China company. You law not apply to us. You law not apply to us. That's what he says. Slap in the face is what it is. Elsewhere, Chu, he said Chu on this. I don't think spying is the right way to describe the Chinese surveillance of Americans using the Chinese TikTok social media platform. He don't think it's spying. Well, good for you, buddy. Good for you. So it's up to you, folks. If that's what you, if you're okay with it, yeah, be okay with it. You know, is that a salvation issue? I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't, but you know. And see, once you find something out, like if you find out a Bible truth, well, do you just keep on? If you find out that, that lying is a sin, is wrong, okay? Or that adultery is wrong, do you keep doing it if you're a Christian? No, you change. So you know about TikTok. You know about TikTok. Saw this. Asteroid 2023 DZ2 going to pass between the Earth and the Moon this weekend. Says you should be able to see it about, let's see here. Be on the lookout for the asteroid Saturday, approximately 3:51 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. How about that? It's going to miss the Earth by 108,000 miles. The Moon is 238,000 miles away, so it's kind of splitting, about splitting the difference almost, yeah. Says the asteroid's about the size of the Roman Colosseum, about 300 to 600 feet long. Said look above the southeastern horizon, and maybe you'll see it. How about that? You know, The article here says close approaches by asteroids are a, quote, regular occurrence. I don't remember seeing a lot of this up until just the last couple years. Maybe they just didn't report on it. Maybe it just wasn't, you know, I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. If anybody got any comments on it, I'd be glad to take your phone call. You know, the thought that occurs to me about this is just be ready. Be ready. You never know what tomorrow brings. You know, there's, I forget where it is out there, and where is it, Arizona, New Mexico, somewhere down there, that huge crater that is a asteroid or comet strike or whatever you call it, right? Massive crater. Oh, it's been in the movies and different places, but nothing grows there, I don't think. It's just this big impact. Maybe that's the one they say that killed the dinosaurs. If you got some information on that, give me a call. Let me know. And so it's happened before, right? It's happened before. We used to carry a book called, it's out of print for years. I don't even know if I've got a personal copy left anymore, but it was called Catastrophism and the Old Testament. And it talked about how these major events that were supernatural events on one hand, but talked about how they that they had natural, you know, God put things in place. Mars moving into a different orbit and the sun moving backwards and things like that, that God put these natural things in place to cause this, to cause these things. And so, hey, going to be an asteroid pretty close. Well, you know, maybe the next one that is recently discovered, a newly discovered, NASA puts out, a newly discovered asteroid named 2023 DZ2 will safely pass by Earth on Saturday at 100,000 plus miles. Close approaches are a regular occurrence. Okay. Either way, newly discovered. They just discovered it, and it's coming this weekend. How about that? That doesn't give you a whole lot of time if something were to come up, huh? So, you just be ready. You just be ready. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are. I saw this. Maybe this has something to do with it. A new ocean could form in Africa as the continent continues to split apart. How about that? How about that? A new ocean could form in the not-too-distant future. Saw these, looking at these pictures, anyway, there's part of Eastern Africa I cross. It says a 35-mile-long split known as the East African Rift formed in 2005. But any development into a new ocean will take around 5 to 10 million years. I didn't see that part. Sorry. So if you're waiting on the new ocean, you better pour yourself a cup of coffee. It might take a while. But what they're seeing here is that the ocean's falling off, or the continent splitting off. Big rip. Looks like a big San Andreas fault that's in it. Tectonic plates drifting apart. Who knows? Just because we haven't seen it in our lifetime doesn't mean that, you know, the word says, we've shared it with you before, God says, I'm doing something new that if I told you about it, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. And that has, I think, multiple applications. We're certainly seeing things in the ungodly realm that nobody would have believed a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. The school shootings that we're seeing. Just had one down in Denver Wednesday. Yesterday, yeah. Just had a school shooting. Two staff members were shot, and I heard the story about it on the radio, that these staff members, what they were having to do was they'd had a problem with a certain individual, 17-year-old, and they had to search him every day when he came in to allow him to come to school. Well, Wednesday, they were searching him. He pulled a gun and shot two of them. Well, then he took off. And I did hear that he committed suicide, went out into the woods, the mountains, and shot himself. Definitely a troubled youth. Again, God's word is true. In Hosea, he says, if you forget my law, I will forget your children. And that is, I think, an apt explanation. I don't think anyone can argue against that our children have been forgotten. For the most part, the parents have forgotten the children. That applies in a lot of different places. That applies to probably 50 to 60% of the children today. The parents have forgot them. They're busy doing their thing. Or they've divorced and just left them or whatever. But the Bible says if we, in Hosea 4:6, that if we forget, you know, it's talking to the people in Hosea's day. How about that? And told them that if they forgot the law of God, that God would forget their children. So let's fast forward a few thousand years to today, to where we have a society of children that have no morals, that carry guns to school. They know they're going to be searched because they're searched every day. They know that's going to happen, but they've stolen a gun or picked one up from somebody, and they take it and shoot them anyway. They're lost. There's those out there that think they're cats or dogs or red-tailed hawks. There's those boys that think they're girls and girls that think they're boys, and that confusion that's out there in this generation. They've been forgotten by our God. And so do you see that as another link, another common denominator in the people of Hosea's day that God was speaking to through the prophet Hosea then, and what is happening in a land today. God's word comes true, and it's coming true in our land today, in this land from sea to shining sea that has, as the word says, a western sea and an eastern sea. Another mark of who God's people and where God's people would be. The evidence is clear. If you care to believe the truth of the word, if you care to humbly come before God and say, you know, Lord, maybe I didn't have it all figured out. Show me your truth. And when we do that, just like 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, when my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Now that's way back in 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's been a few thousand years ago. But we see that happening with his people today. I've seen it in my life. I bet you're listening, you've seen it in yours. If we will do that, humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven. Then he will forgive our sin. Then he will heal the land. But not till then. And these Judeo-Christians in the world today and in the land today, they deny this simple truth of the Anglo-Israel message of who the people of the Bible are. You know, Remnant, we've been sharing with you our information pack. We've kind of brought it back up to the front burner and put some together. And we've sent, oh man, I've sent a bunch of them out. We have. They are a good summary of explanations of who the people in the Bible are, where they come from, where they are today, the importance of things like baptism and communion and those type things, and what country has made the Bible, you know, in Public Law 97-280, that the Bible should be read and applied and it's been used to form our country, this country. So we have that information pack, if you'd like it. It's about a $50 value, I think, if you had to buy everything separate. But I think we asked $25 for it. We've had many people. I just sent two this week down to Florida. Brother down there, sister had ordered them, and just got two in the mail to Florida today to the same place. So I know they've got somebody to get them to. They do. And so that's what we've always tried to do here at the ministry, is to equip you, the saints, to help you in your neck of the woods. And you know, as we have, as we're all experiencing the current events that we are, from school shootings to Chinese openly admitting they're spying on us, to all these things that are happening in this horrible inflation and economy, the people that have been asleep are waking up. They're starting to say, hey, wait a minute. Something's not this, you know, 2 + 2 is everybody's saying it's 5, but it ain't 5. This ain't looking right. And so, you know, Remnant, I don't know if there's ever been a better time where people have been more looking and searching and wanting to have answers. And that's when, you know, that's where we come in. That's what we're here for today. I don't mean just us here at the ministry, but all of us, each and every one of us, you know, we just don't know what tomorrow brings, but we have to be ready. If it's an asteroid maybe it deviated and didn't go between us and the moon, but hit one of them. Who knows? We just need to be ready. You know, we have to be faithful. Have to bloom where we're planted, where we're at. We are, as Pastor talked about and taught many times and explained, we are a scattered remnant. A scattered remnant. And that's how God wants it, and that's how it is. But that's so that the remnant that's in Tennessee can talk to the people that are asleep in Tennessee. And the remnant that's in Michigan can talk to the people that are still asleep in Michigan. And the remnant that are in California can talk to the people that are still asleep in California. Does that make sense? And so we're to be faithful where we are. Where we are. We all have the command. We've talked about it lately. It's been on my mind. But the command of the Great Commission to be godly examples, to share the gospel where we are. You know, David, King David was faithful in the little things. We talk about that so many times because it's such a great example. He was a type of Christ. He had a heart after God's own heart. He was faithful in the little things. He was faithful with the sheep. The youngest brother with the most boring job. And through that, God was preparing him. God was preparing him to stare down and defeat a giant. God was preparing him to become a warrior that, as they sang, had slayed his 10,000s, 10 times what the king had done. God was preparing him for this. In the little things. And since David was faithful in the little things and honored God in the little things, well, then he was able to be moved on and able to be useful to God. And he was able to be moved on into the bigger things. And so, you know, wherever we are, God is using each and every one of us. That's how you have to look at it, Remnant. We are here to share the gospel, to point people to Christ, to to be prepared, definitely. But the things that we're going through, they are, you know, it is God teaching us, training us, preparing us, establishing us for, well, for God's plans for us in the future. We don't know what those plans are. I don't know what those plans are. And you know what? You don't know what those plans are either. But God does. And so our job is to be faithful in the little things so we can grow to be faithful in the bigger things so that we can be as David was. We can be, when the time comes, we can be ready. We will have been established and trained and taught. And if, you know, the word says that those that endure are saved. And so we endure through the turmoil and the trials that we're in today. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. I think you should have gotten your Volume 2 Dragon Slayer newsletter entitled America is a Train Wreck. We put this together, you know, some very recent current events, not just the recent train wreck in Ohio. And there's been more. There was one in, I think, was it Maine today? Was one of the more recent ones. Just saw that. But it is symbolic of the train wreck that America has become. How we are just off the tracks in a wreck. Absolutely. And so I hope you enjoy it. Mentions just a few different articles that we wanted to share with you, and just that are good examples. And then also, Brother Zach has brought three excellent messages on faith at the pulpit. We've recorded them and been able to play them on Sundays at the pulpit, and so we included those messages but also several from Pastor Peters on faith. As well as he had a few series on faith. The Fight of Faith series, which is 8 CDs. The Forgotten Apostolic Principles of Faith, 3 CDs. And then the Getting Greater Faith series, 13 CDs. And so Pastor talked about faith and the need for faith quite a bit throughout his preaching career. And I think we've all done that as we've had opportunities to speak at the pulpit and to bring messages about the importance of faith, the importance of of having the right faith. Again, I changed up the order form a little bit in the newsletter. Really wanted to kind of emphasize these messages on faith. Not everybody's aware of them, and so that was one of the reasons that we did that. And so again, hope that this newsletter is a blessing to you. Also wanted to take a minute to mention the last two back to basics practical books that we've added. You know, Remnant, we're really not in the business of hawking books, but these books have been that we found. Jason has done a great job in finding them and getting them added, and many of them are that we've added over the last few years are would fall into this category of back to basics, things that more than likely our parents or grandparents were very familiar with and practiced. A couple of them I think of, the art of fermentation, fermentation, things like sauerkraut and ciders and things like that. It is an art, and it's a lost art form. And we've sent several of those out. The Living Soil Handbook and Dirt to Soil. Anyway, many of them, Keeping a Family Cow, that, you know, just a couple generations ago was just common practice. But, you know, when you try to get back to basics, when you try to get back to those things, we find that a lot of knowledge has been lost. And so, again, these books, that's what they do. They're practical books. They are back to basics. These two that I'm talking about are a couple of small scale, okay? I'll call them the small scale books. The one is the Small Scale Poultry Flock, and I've been trying to read through one here, and I can tell you, and I am impressed. We have raised chickens on and off for the last at least the last 25 years, okay, on and off, not all the time, but here. We've been here almost 22 years, 5 years in South Carolina before that, and we raised some there. And so in this book, this Small-Scale Poultry Flock, it covers it. It really does. It does a great job. on whether it's feed for the animals, brooding, breeding them, just all types of stuff. And even on the book, it says it's an all-natural approach to raising and breeding chickens and other fowl for home and market growers. And excellent book. Great pictures. It just is. And so if it's something, again, if that's part of the part of what is in your life, part of you wanting to be prepared, wanting to kind of get back to basics some. Maybe it's just making sure your children have chores to teach them a good work ethic and responsibility and things like that. Excellent book. Excellent book. The Small Scale Poultry Flock. And another one, I think one about the latest one we've added, is called The Small Scale Dairy. The Small Scale Dairy. And we've had people ask us about this. We also carry, regarding this, we have, just a couple months ago we added, it's called Keeping a Family Cow. Again, a great reference book that is a guide in doing that very thing, keeping a family cow. And we also have the raw milk book. We haven't talked about that a lot lately, but I know reading it originally when I read it years ago, it sold us. And so raw milk certainly became part of our life. But so this new practical new book, The Small Scale Dairy, a complete guide to milk production for the home and the market. And it says this is a book for anyone who wants to know what it'll take to successfully produce nourishing, healthy, farm fresh milk. And it just does that. And so again, a couple of practical books. Are these books in? Is this the gospel message? No, but they are a help to God's agricultural people, His people that are drawn to the land, that know that the closer it seems like that we get to agricultural type pursuits. May not be able to do it full time, but if we can have a, there's just a tie in there, whether it's chickens, a poultry flock, or a milk cow, a family milk cow, or steers and cows out on the range, or in, a 2-acre fence place that you have if you're in the Midwest or back East that you have. Farming, gardening, those type things. Many people find that that's part of it. It's not only relaxing, even though it can be tons of hard work and expensive, but it's relaxing and it is a it's worth it. It's a type of drawing nearer to God. We have a neighbor that texted me, I want to say it was today. Let's see. I think it was. Let me check my phone real quick. And yesterday. Calf is coming. Sent me a picture. And it's a neighbor that just moved out from California last year. And they escaped California. That's what he'll tell you. And so he doesn't know anything about cows and stuff. He kind of inherited three cows and a steer up there, and the cows are having calves, and he, it's all new for him. But I can tell you, he likes it a lot better than L.A., where he came from. And it's expensive. And it's tough, especially we still had have a lot of snow on the ground, and it was a snowy day yesterday for this little calf to be born. But it's worth it. It is. And so that's one of the reasons, and I'm really glad that we have been able, that Jason's been able to find these books, and we've been able to make them available to you, the remnant. And again, it's whether, you know, you're looking for chickens or I've sent some of my personal books over on the hoop houses and gardens and things like that to members of the congregation, because it's part of loving our neighbor. Hey, take a look at this. What do you think of that? This is a good idea here. Again, it's things that we used to do as a people, as neighbors, and it just seems to have been all but lost today. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. We've still got about 10 or 12 minutes left here, and be glad to take your call, 307-745-5913. Saw this, another current event, frightening new fungus, Candida auris. What is it? Who is susceptible? Potentially deadly fungus detected in over half of the U.S. states. Told you we were going to just talk about some current events tonight. Fungus typically found in hospital settings and long-term care facilities, a type of yeast. And I've talked with Jason a little bit. You know, it seems like that a lot of Candida issues this year. I'm going to hang on to this. Just saw this today, but and go over that with Jason, because it sure seemed like that they're, you know, the sicknesses of Egypt are upon us. They are. And as God's word said that they would be, again, because we've turned from him. If you're not familiar with this that I'm talking about, the Anglo-Israel message and whatnot, Pastor Peters did a great introductory book to it. It's called The Greatest Discovery of the Age. And, we've reprinted it, reset it up, and had to relay it out and reprinted it, and still sending them out. And so if you would like that, a great explanation of a great discovery, the greatest discovery of who we are. And and the responsibility that comes with that, that we have shirked as a people. And so, again, that's what we try to do here at the ministry, is to equip you to continue to put out the true and the full gospel message, which is the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, to the remnant, to anyone that'll listen. But when we do that, that truth. And I'm sure it happened with you. It happened with me. That truth resonates. You know, it does. It makes sense. It answers the questions that we've had. Had a brother call in a couple weeks ago and said that he, something along the lines of, he'd been listening and he learned more from Pastor Peters in the last 6 months or so than he had in almost a lifetime in the Catholic Church. And we told him, welcome to the club, brother, because I think most of us all have that testimony, that our pastor, again, through the moving of the Holy Spirit, opened our eyes to the truth. And you know, sometimes when you just get a truth presented to you that is just so blatant, it's like, yeah. How come I never saw that before? How come those pastors that I've listened to for the first 25 years of my life never talked about that? And if you'll accept, the Bible says if you'll accept a truth, God will give you more. But he also says if you won't, do you know what it says in the Bible where it says if you won't have a love for the truth, if you won't accept truth, What does our God say? What does our loving, sweet, dear Jesus say? If we won't have a love for the truth. Well, the Word says that God Himself will delude us with a lie. You know, I talked a little bit, I think it was Sunday, I mentioned, you know, about when Jesus talks about, hey, when the Son of Man returns, He's going to separate the sheep to His right and the goats to His left. And you better make sure you're one of the sheep. You don't want to get tangled up with the goats. You don't want to be those that hear, depart from me, I never knew you. You who practice, you listen to it on the radio, oh, you workers of iniquity. Well, what does that mean? I'm not a worker of iniquity. I don't do that. Well, what he said, what another translation says is you who practice lawlessness. So, you know, we have a responsibility. We sure want to know what that is. I don't want to practice lawlessness. But when all the Judeo-Christian preachers are telling you, oh, there is no law no more, brother. Oh, no. No, you don't want to be a legalist. You don't want to be a Pharisee, a Sadducee, and be under the law. Oh, no, we're under grace. Yeah, but that moral law is still there. And Jesus Christ, who is the authority on the matter, said there will be some, many, that'll say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all this in your name? And He will say, depart from me, I never knew you. You who practice lawlessness. So what, remnant? Because He's talking to believers. He's talking to those that believed He is Christ. So remnant, I ask you, what, and we're wrapping up here, what do you practice? What do you practice? Because I don't want you to practice lawlessness. I don't want you to practice lawlessness. I want you to practice the good stuff. The good stuff. As Psalms 37 says, trust in the Lord and do good. That's what I want you practicing. That's what I hope you're practicing. Maybe you've perfected it. It also says, take delight in the Lord. That's what we need to be practicing. We need to be practicing our faith, practicing our trust in God and in His Word, our trust in that He has good plans for us, our trust in Him that if we will do our best to be faithful in the little things, that He'll bring about some big things. We have to practice our faith that we see with the eyes of faith and the eyes of the Scripture and not our physical eyes. We have to make sure that we're practicing our prayers, that we're practicing drawing closer to Him so that He will draw closer to us. So I hope that's what you're practicing. Well, remnant, my voice is about gone. I've drank a bottle of water. It ain't helping much. So I'm going to go out with a couple of songs. We have these Mike Platt J CDs. We've got a few of them left. Bow Down is one of them. The other one is Mike Platt J, I Felt Your Love. What, 6, 8, 9 songs on one, 10 on the other. I hope you like them. We have them here, and if you'd like to make a donation to us, we'd sure be glad to send them to you. So if you'd like either one of these CDs or both of them, if you want to make a donation to us, just say, hey, here's some money for them and send them to me, and we'd be glad to do that. Hope you'll plan on joining us Saturday morning for Coffee with the Wranglers. And 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. on the East Coast, and 6 a.m. on the West Coast. So I hope you'll join us here Saturday morning. God bless. We'll talk to you then.
Stocks have gone down. Our money's not sound. We're busted. Our jobs are now gone. What can we say? The national debt, it gets bigger each day. Our retirements are gone. Vanished away. We're busted.
Oh, 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 we're busted. Oh, oh, we're busted.
The party is over. We stand alone and we're busted. We hate to beg like a dog for a bone, but we're busted. We turn to the government, not to God. Get some slop by the big bone hog. They said they don't know just what to do, and they're busted.
Oh, 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 we're busted. Oh, oh, we're busted.
Lord, we left the faith. We've done wrong, now we're busted. The blessings we had last summer are gone, now we're busted. The fields are now bare, ate up by the locust of Joel. Me and my family's got no place to go. Like the prodigal son, we're coming on home, cause we're busted.
Oh, 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 we're busted. Oh, oh, we're busted. Oh, 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 we're busted.
Now we pay, our heads are bowed low. Now we pray to you, Lord, we pray for our soul. Redeem us, O Lord, save us today, cause we're busted.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.